Nicholas's Dream, Part 2.
What did I do wrong? He said. I've given you my life. I left my job and home for you. I even left my wife.
Yes, said God, I know you did, but did I ask you to? I want you to be honest, to be happy, to be true. I want you to embrace that you're an angel here and now. So grow your wings. Come fly with me.
But God, I don't know how.
Well, said God, the trick. And then he vanished from the shack. And Nicholas sat up appalled.
No, wait, don't go, come back.
But God had gone again and Nicholas was quite alone. He lay back down, dumbfounded with a dark, deep-hearted groan. His sleep that night was broken, and the next night, and the next. His days seemed almost stagnant. He felt desolate and vexed. He sat up on the mountainside and daily asked to fly. He asked God to release him from his curse, to conquer sky. He asked to be rewarded, for he practiced every day. He'd sit atop the cliffs and watch the aerial display of the falcon and the eagle and the buzzard in the air. And by the age of 96, he'd all but lost his care. To Nicholas, it mattered not now if he grew his wings. He'd learnt to find contentment in the day's more simple things, in the water that he drank, in the food he grew and ate, in the meditative calm he found within the figure eight, in the daybreak and the dusk, in his walks atop the cliff, that the practice of his yoga kept his joints from getting stiff. And finally, one eve, as Nicholas lay down to rest, he heard the gentlest voice of God. Nicholas, get dressed. It's time for you to journey home. Night will be here soon. Your body's at its end and needs to die beneath the moon. But if you grow your angel wings before the sun goes down, you can stay on earth forever. You can wear the angel's crown. Put your clothes on. Hurry now. Go sit upon your throne. Watch the sunset one last time and know you're not alone. So Nicholas obeyed, put his clothes on, left the shack, and slowly climbed the jagged cliffs, his body like a sack. He could feel the weight of years fast descending on his limbs, like the darkness round a candle as it weakens, as it dims. He sat upon his favourite piece of rock and watched the sun, and tried to cast his mind back to how all this had begun, when suddenly, from farther down the cliff, he heard a sound like a whinny and a whoop, but there was nobody around. The whoop became a scream of joy, the laughter of the wild, and Nicholas could swear that he was looking at a child, a little girl with golden hair. Her eyes were blue and bright, her arms were stretched out wide, and her face was filled with light. She was racing up the mountainside towards the sheer drop, and Nicholas, in horror, saw she was not going to stop. And sure enough, she didn't. She just hurtled off the edge. Nicholas could only watch and weakly clutch the ledge. Down the little girl went like a solid bar of lead. Did she know what she had done, that in a moment she'd be dead? Clearly not, for Nicholas could hear her peals of laughter. He couldn't bear to watch, so he threw himself off after. And remembering the days when he had watched the buzzards dive, he shot down like a bullet. This child must survive. If he could catch her up and grab her, hold her close to him, he could protect her like a cushion, though his candlelight was dim. He could clutch her to his chest and hit the ground upon his back. His chest was soft, his back was hard from sleeping in the shack. And with exuberance, arrow speed and poise, the old man dove. His heart burned green like emerald fire, roaring in a stove. The tiny little girl was now so close that he could touch her. He pulled her up and spun around to cradle and to clutch her. And at that moment, sun's last rays fell clear on the scene, and from the old man's shoulder blades burst wings of gold and green. They opened wide and gently turned the man and girl around, and pulled them out of imminent collision with the ground. Up into the sky shot the old man and the child. The sky was ruby red, and the air sweet and mild. Up the canyon wall they climbed, fast as any bird, and from the old man's wings the songs of angels could be heard. He hears the music, knowing that he lives a life forever, that his task is showing faith cannot be won by being clever, that if we trust the ground will always rise to meet our feet, we can live our lives eternally in every single beat.